I'm not alone. You're right beside my face. Will you love me this way? 'Cause I'm dancing with my eyes closed. It's okay, it's me, babe. One more time for my taste. One more time for my taste. An hour through an electric storm, just another town over two until New Mexico. Can you feel it?
May Sable, I never sable. I'm sure it's Eleanor. Why's the porch light on? I thought she flipped the breaker. And who's that moving right inside? Oh, Rudy, I'm too young to die. Would you go in?
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning. This is DJ Sandler, for lack of a better name, because that is my first and last name. This is 91.5 WMFO Freeform Radio, Medford, Massachusetts. There was a sign that fell over and covered up the sign of the things we're supposed to read. I just want to let everybody know that I do know the thing, but you know, you can't win them all.
Yeah, we're sorry about the signs, folks.
Yeah,
we can't do it all.
Huge problem.
Yeah,
honestly, signs in this station and this school in general, we need a change.
Hey, and I'm over here like why don't you get a better sign for this thing so it doesn't fall down? What are they thinking?
Yeah. Ugh. Come on, Tufts University. Anyways, we just played you Taste by Rye and Ruby by Buck Meek. I'm here with Mike. Mike, is this your first time on the radio?
This is my first time here.
How are you liking it?
It's nice. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I feel like it's a really nice vibe. Nice place to come back to after a long day of trying to figure out what to do when you don't have classes.
Yeah.
I know you can't relate. I'm sorry. Big shout out to our friend Cole, who's listening. If you want to visit Cole, he lives in Boston. I don't know his exact address, but I'm going to text him to tell me his address so you can go visit him.
Yeah. Drop in hours.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Drop in hours anytime.
Yeah.
Really anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Also, shout out to Sally, who's also listening.
Oh, yep. Shout out to Sally for listening.
I feel like this is too many shout outs, but we never have people who are listening to it when we're playing it. So it's really nice.
Well, we got the prime time slot. The lazy hour.
The
commuting hour. You're driving home. You're on the expressway.
From
sun
the
sun coming in at an angle. Starting to come in at an angle, right?
I feel like it's angular.
I don't really measure the angle. But it's glinting. You're sun dappled. You're dappled
in
the
sun. Oh my gosh.
Sun.
That hour of day.
Mm-hmm. You crack the window a little bit. Wind blowing through your hair. Ruffling it. Then you go, I'm on the highway. It's too loud. And you close the window again.
I feel like I'm there with you. You breathe in really heavily through your nose, but your nose is all stuffed up from that cold you've been having recently.
And the springtime sneezes.
Yeah. If you're allergic to peanuts, maybe some of your friends just fed you some Reese's peanut butter M&Ms, and you're going to CVS by yourself to get an EpiPen on a nice brisk afternoon walk. but anyways, we'll let you not hear us for a second. But anybody getting back from a long day of that working that 6 to 2, this is for you. This is called A Long Slow Little Wave / Citizen and Act ... because my music streaming service doesn't show me the full title because it's too long. So here we go. Enjoy. Thank you.
leopard garden. Walk backwards like you with me before. Hunt all, let's play games. You catch me, I catch you. No love can cut our knife in two. Summer in space, someone else plays our game. Inflatable face, chameleon ways to reach you. Alien days, it's the longest day till I've seen you. Psychic way, wait till I heal you.
Hello again. We are back.
We're back.
We're better than ever, I think.
Yeah, I guess I'm better.
I'm like average.
But, yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
What we just listened to was Runaround by Helado Negro. Before that, Perfidia by Phyllis Dillon. And preceding that one, Running Up That Hill by First Aid Kit.
Running Up That Hill, me... to get my dang lunch.
Oh, boom. Take that, Dwick.
Ha.
So Running Up That Hill is because it's initially a Kate Bush song, and they covered it. It was because Kate Bush went to Tufts University, and she was going uphill because she lived in Houston Hall, which is the uphill hall at Tufts University for... Medford community members, and she was always running up it, and they were like, Kate Bush, why are you running up that hill? And she was like, I'm making a deal with God.
Yeah.
And then she dropped out. No, she didn't. She also didn't go to the school that was made up.
Well, a nice little Kate Bush fanfic.
Yeah,
for you.
I'm a big member of the Kate Bush fanfiction site, where you just like write stories about Kate Bush.
Oh yeah, it's a good one.
I also, last year, my friend and I were living together, and we found a Seussical the Musical fanfiction site.
Ooh.
Did not disappoint. There were some, we were in, our senior play was Seussical the Musical in high school. And
like Dr. Seuss?
Yeah, it's all about Dr. Seuss. And the fanfiction, man, some of that stuff really went off the hook.
Man.
It was crazy. So Mike, I've been hearing you've been doing some comp sci today.
That's right, folks. Little known fact that computers, the humble computer is capable of more than one operation per second.
Whoa.
At least.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So
the next time you're at your local computer, be sure to thank him or her or them for their effort.
Yes, please do that. I'm also looking for that book.
Can I see that book?
You reminded me of it. You were making a computer public service announcement. I figure I will make a real one.
Okay.
Not that wasn't real.
It was definitely real, but let's make another one. Just so everyone, we're serving the public extra good.
What are we thinking? Organ donor, food, not bombs. Distracted driving. Should we go with that one?
Yeah, distracted driving. Not a good idea.
No, you don't want to do it. Distracting driving is a dangerous epidemic on America's roadways. Stay safe behind the wheel. Visit stoptextstoprex.org and learn more. It's dangerous for everyone.
Yeah.
So, you ever distracted drove?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, me neither. Because I'm from Vermont, so there are a lot of animals there. So whenever I see a deer, I like start to rubberneck a little bit.
Mm.
Sometimes I will, which is really bad, which I'm working on.
But, well, we've all got our rubbernecking to bear. See,
yeah.
For me, when I see on the side of the road, you know, a real nice pond.
I'm yeah, that's difficult for all of us.
Okay, I'll take a little look. But then I'm like, hang on, this isn't a good idea.
Dangerous for everyone.
Yeah.
So please don't distract a drive out there. I know it's tempting to look at ponds, but it's better for everybody if you stay concentrated on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And on this next song called, Mike, this was your pick. I'm already forgetting it. I'm so sorry.
Empty Nesters by Toro y Moi.
Okay, let's play that tune. See y'all soon.
Yeah. always bored and always feel kinda bad. I can't seem to get no sleep at night. He used to call me every night this time. His hands cold, smelled of garlic, but looked like a vampire's. To be honest, they were not that nice. How I'd like to get his scent off of a me. He used to call me every time, call me every time he'd need to come and put his head. Come and put his heart on me. Pushing me aside and I can't break through. There's no talking to you. I'm so sad that you're leaving. It takes time to believe it. After all is said and done, you'll be the lonely one. Oh, oh. Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough. No. Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough, no. But I know
Hello, hello, hello. We are back. We are feeling good. Our friend Cole joined us.
Hello.
That's Cole.
Hey, Cole.
Our friend who joined
hello,
us.
Hello, Mike. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much for having
We're
me.
We're happy that you are here. So, Cole, I'm seeing some stickers on the back of your computer. One says, I live in Boston. Is that a true fact about you?
Well, it was, but I have since relocated to Medford, Mass, for those of you...
Why did you relocate?
It was just a personal decision. I just wanted to get out of the city. I thought that Medford would be a nice place to live.
But you realize you're like 20 minutes away from the city. I feel like if you wanted to make a dramatic change, you didn't have to go here.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to make a dramatic change. I guess that was just it. I go to school here now. It was the only school that I got into.
What school?
Harvard.
Oh, Harvard of Medford.
Harvard of Medford, yes. It's
oh,
their like satellite
I've heard
school.
They're really good.
Yeah, it's pretty great here.
Do they have hills, though?
They have one hill. It's the Houston Hill.
Yeah, there's one hill. In all of the United States of America is what I
and it's right here.
It's right here.
Yeah.
How lucky are we? We
I know.
Live in the area with the one hill.
Did you know that
no,
this is the Kate place. Bush Hill?
What?
Wait
the
a minute.
Kate Bush Hill?
Yeah, she sang about it. She sang about running up this very hill.
Cole, we already went over this.
I'm
I know
sorry,
you
I'm late
it,
to
but...
the party.
Kate Bush did not go to school here. Kate Bush, if you're listening, please don't sue us for libel. We did not mean to be.
None of this is legally actionable.
None of this. Nothing we say.
We have lawyers on standby.
Also, if you're a lawyer, please call in.
Yeah, we'd love to stand by you.
And take legal advice if needed.
If you're a lawyer with specialty defending against Kate Bush suits, also.
Yeah, we might need something like that.
Yeah, I feel like. Really, the only person who's going to get upset at us is Kate Bush and Rubberneckers.
Oh, yeah, but they deserve it.
Yeah. Don't be distracted. It's dangerous for everybody.
Jeez.
Exactly.
Okay. So, what we just listened to was Lovers Rock by TV Girl. Boom.
There you go.
Then,
love me a good rock.
Sorry, I thought we needed some dead silence to just absorb that joke. Then before that, we listened to Believe by OK Kaya. It was based loosely off of a Cher song that it was
loosely
like lyrically and sonically. Then Vampire by OK Kaya was before that. That was based also off of Cher, but for different reasons. Then Empty Nesters. Empty Nesters.
Any Cher lawyers out there, please contact us.
Yeah, specialty against Cher and Kate Bush required if you're going to be our lawyer. And then before that, Empty Nesters by Toro y Moi. So what we're going to do next, I don't know if you guys have gotten the pattern yet, but we tend to talk a little bit. Listen to some music, then talk, and then listen to music, and then talk. It's really like a new thing we're trying. Before we would just not show up and let the automation play our music for us, which was really fun. But I'm trying to actually go on the air more, if at all. Anyways, also, yeah. Any lawyers, please contact us. Here is You Need a Visa by Really From.
Thank you. the road. I remember when I was leaving, I was only 6 years old. Oh, how my heart was beating, about ready to explode. One shot, honey, collected all the dust inside the rusted souls. You should get it right, cause you can't control the heart that beats into the bone. Come on, my combat chameleon, give it up, you've got your life to attend to. Buttercup, you're entertaining the talk that is told through the teeth of the mouths of the millions dying to meet ya. Little do they know. Mississippi River won't kill you unless you stand too close, my dear. Take you to Louisiana, a long, long way from here. And the war's been a long time coming. Yes, a long, long war's gonna come. We're standing at the end of a story, at the foot of a palindrome. One shot and he collected all the dust inside the rusted souls. You should get it right, cause you can't control the heart that beats under the bone. Come on, my combat chameleon, give it up, you've got your life to attend to. Buttercup, you're entertaining the talk that is told through the teeth of the mouths of the millions dying to meet ya.
If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd be married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Hello again, and that was a song called So Sad.
So sad.
Very sad.
By Varsity.
The very sad was not a part of it, but thank you, Mike. Next time you'll get them.
All right.
And then before that, we listened to Cotton Eye Joe, sung by Daniel Radcliffe of Harry Potter.
Oh, man, don't get me started.
I want to hear your Daniel All right. Radcliffe.
Well, day. You got me started. It's not so much Daniel Radcliffe, it's Harry Potter, the whole thing. I just don't like it.
But he's a wizard.
I'm sorry. I know he's like, there's like a picture of him behind me or something. And so I just don't care what he thinks about me. Okay.
Are you pointing to Abraham Lincoln when you say that? That is not Harry Potter. That's Abraham.
Oh, I see him now.
He's hiding under the window. Maybe I just see him everywhere. God.
You can't escape.
Also, J.K. Rowling is no good.
Oh, bold statements. Oh.
Yeah.
Why? Is she a hoax?
Well, she's transphobic to begin with, but...
Why? I haven't heard this.
So, there's a lot of stuff she's retweeted or commented about, maybe in interviews too, about why transgender inmates shouldn't receive care. So it's really bad.
No good at all.
Yeah.
Wow. I did not know I would dislike J.K. Rowling this much ever. We have a new person joining us on the air. This is our friend Phoebe. Oh, wait. It is 2:59 fully, but we were subbing for the slot before her. But that was so sad.
She's not